Zimbabwe.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Gibbs Duber in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the surge in cases, especially in schools.
We are also going to discuss about President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is expected to address the United Nations General Assembly, or UNCA, virtually, with indications that he will once again urge the West to drop targeted sanctions imposed on some ruling party leaders. Zimbabwe's vaccination program, turning around the country's economy, climate change, and other issues.
But first, a look at COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health, yesterday there were 7 cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths and 278 cases of COVID-19. These are the people that actually tested positive for the virus. And it seems as if right now, from the time there was an outbreak of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, 128,464 people have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of this number, 121,440 have recovered. According to the same ministry, 2,976,512 people have been vaccinated for the first time, and 2,106,898 have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And right now, there are over 2,000 people who have actually died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
And the Minister of Education says 40% of COVID-19 reported cases were in schools, bringing the cumulative figure of national cases to 128,464. And also last week, we had many schools, especially in Midlands Province, Gibbs, that were affected by COVID-19 cases, resulting in teacher unions urging the government to review the opening of schools.
Yebambe zulukanda balinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke ezomhlaba ezijeneyo namhlanje sixoxa ngeCOVID-19 lokunye okujeneyo uhlelo lolu ole Diaspora Forum uhlangothi lwezimpilo kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 7 abavulwe COVID-19 izolo kwathi ke abayi 278 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegcwala leCOVID-19 kubuzwe ukuthi iphinda lempilo ulisithi kulabantu abayi 128,464 asebahlolwa batholakala beleCOVID-19 kusukela ngombibitho nyakenye. Kunani leli kulabantu abafika 121,440 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane weCOVID-19. Luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi sokulabantu abayi 2,976,512 asebejove ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane weCOVID-19 okokuqala, kuthi asebejove okwesibili bayi 2,106,898. So kukhanya ngani sibili kuyajova kwele Zimbabwe. Kwezo kusithi asebabulawa umkhuhlane lo kusukela nyakenye bayi 2,448. Kukhanya ngani sibili umkhuhlane lo suthanyela abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa ke singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kunjalo Jonga.
Ndizvo zvowadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 muchirongwa chedu. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu 7 kana kuti vanomwe vakashaya kuburikidza nedenda reCOVID-19. Pamusoro pazvo vamwe mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nevaviri 272 vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichocho. Tinonzwawo zvakare kuti uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 kusvika pari zvino kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika wakakwira zvakanyanya zvichiwedzerwa nekuwanikwa kuri kuitwa denda iri muzvikoro. Izvi zvasiya vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi pari zvino vava 128,464 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvisere nemazana mana nemakumi matanhatu nevana. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika vava 4,576 zviuru zvina. nemazana mashano nemakumi manomwe nevatanhatu. Asi uwandu hwevanhu pari zvino tinoziva kuti chirwere chachatidzikire munyika zvakaita kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaderedze kana kudzikisa mutemo wekudzivirira kwekupararira kweCOVID-19 kusvika palevel 2. Asi tirikunzwa kuti denda iri riri kukwira muzvikoro kubva pakavhurwa zvikoro. Tinoona mazuva apera zvikoro zvakawanda zvikuru mudunhu reMidlands. Taiona vana vakawanda vachinzi vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 ndedzimwe dzenyaya dzatichakurukura. Mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa kutaura kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly kana UNGA kuInkuno kuAmerica kuNew York. Asi rwendo runo havasi kutaura vari ivo pauzima kana kuti in person aiwa. Vari kuita kuburikidza nedande mutande inganzi virtual address. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatoda kuti kurukure. Tichabatawo nyaya dziri kutarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa kumusangano ikoko. Inyaya dzinotarisirwa kunge dziri dzekubviswa kwezvirango kurudzira kuti nyika dzekumawirira dzibvise zvirango zvinonzi zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende. Nyaya dzekubatwawo kurikwa neZimbabwe denda reCOVID-19 nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tichabatawo zvakare nyaya yediaspora policy kana kuti mutemo unobata zvisarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Tinoona kuti zvisarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvine zvakawanda zvazvinoda kuti dai zvaitwa nehurumende zvanosanganisira kuti vabvumidzwe kuvhota vari munyika dzavari nenyaya yekupiwa mikana yemabhizimusi munyaya dzezveupfumi nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndo nyaya dzatichakurukura Gibbs.
Yes, we can start with this lady who lives in UK. Her name is Niwe Selu Abigail Ndlovu. She actually bought computers for Skola Primary School in Umziwane District, and that is Matoran South Province. So this donation is coming in handy because children who are in grade 7 are going to be writing their examinations very soon. And one of the exams is based on information and communication technology. You still remember that you and I, Chonga, when we actually when we are attending primary schools, we never got to know computers, you know.
Even at secondary or even at college level.
Even at work, you know. Because my first experience with computers was in the 1990s, you know.
Yes.
That was the best time for me to see a computer because we're used to those typewriters.
Yes.
And all those kind of things.
And those printers that we used to call duplication machines.
That's right.
You type one page. And then you duplicate through that machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we've got Ezra Jesus Banda, who is in Eskola, that is Eskola Primary School. He's actually speaking with speaking to some of the people that actually are representing, you know, the school and representing the donor. So let's start with the children actually showing some kind of interest in the computers.
Eskola Primary School, wena ubani?
Mina Miss Thabile Mbedzisi. Ngizela Bobulawayo. Ngimelele uSinikiwe Abigail Ndlovu onguye umntwana wesigaba sakwesikola. Onguye njalo owabona kufanele ukuthi adonate ama-computers esikolo lesi ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana labo bengene kutechnology eyiyo esetshenziswa kulezi zisuku. So wabona kufanele.
Wafunda lapha lo
Usinikiwe wafunda la. Usinikiwe is based Britain. So lokho akwenzileyo into enkulu kakhulu njengoba efuna ukuthi enze ukuthi labo abantwana abakhulayo kulezi zisuku bebe le education ezwayo within the technology eyanamuhla.
Ngoba kulezi nsuku vele okuningi sokumele abantwana bakurisearche khona bobo intanethi.
Ye, ukuthi lanxa befunda njengoba lisazile COVID leyi eke yadisturba ukuthi abantwana beye esikolo. Kwatholakala kufuneka ukuthi abantwana bebale bengekhaya bengena ku-intanethi besithi research this and that. Wakubona ukuthi abantwana balapha esikolo sakusikola they were disadvantaged. Yikho ke esebuye lecebo lokuthi afakise ama-computers lawo ukuze abantwana labo bengasaleli emuva nge-education.
So uyambonga lapho Sinikiwe. Ngone yini yakhe?
Mina ngingumngane kaSinikiwe. Yes, we've been friends for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So ngiyambonga Sibili, ngumngane wami, ngumna wami. Ngiyambonga kakhulu uSinikiwe Ndlovu ngombono lo omkhulu kangaka. Kaba bangaki abakwenzayo lokho. So sithi hi Sinikiwe, siyabonga Ndlovu mama. Akusukuhlakanipha kwakho, asizukwazi lwakho. Kodwa ukhokhelwe nguNkulunkulu ukuthi wenze isenzo esinje.
Yes, Jonga, that is a representative of Sinikiwe Ndlovu. And she's very happy that Sinikiwe decided to make this kind of a donation. And she says it's going to, you know, help a lot of these kids who have not been learning, you know, all along. And down the line, she says this is the future of the kids. And she's excited to be, you know, benefiting from some of these donations.
Yes. And nyaya kadai gives nyaya ino kuzwa shukuru na kuti vazhinji vanopinda mu diaspora kana vanoenda kunze kwenyika. Tirikuona mazuwano vakawanda kwazvo vanhu varikuita zviombe zvekubatsira matunhu avanobva. Tirikunzwa tingati ma initiative kana kuti zvirikuitwa nevana vari kunze kwenyika zvakawanda. Vamwe varikuisa mabhohoro, vamwe varikuisa zvipatara, vamwe varikuvakisa zvikoro, vamwe ndivo vana muzvare Sinikiwe varikuisa makombiyuta muzvikoro. Zvinhu zvinokudzwa uye tinokurudzira vana veZimbabwe vane mukana kuti vange vachibatsira. Nokuti mumwe anoti ini ndakabva kokare, saka hapaisina chokuti ndinge ndichiendera kumusha kana kuti ndinge ndichitumirira rubatsiro kumusha kana kuti anotaura kuti vabereki vangu havachisiko, saka handina nidhi yekutumire kumusha. Aiwa, kungobatsira nharaunda ikoko chinhu chakakosha sere.
Yes, we also have the headmaster saying some few words, you know, about this donation.
I'm Patrice Gologe, Igamu Manilonke, Nutere.
Uvosalung
headmaster, where is it called a primary school?
Yeah,
I'm not literally a donation of my computers. I was changing all over.
I'm a computer, so I'm a computer and five. This is where to also UK woman to home to an Olapa, was Pola, Wapun, Panapa was Pola. So we're Kumbula now, Abalapa. Ukuthi bengiqhubeke ngokuthola ama computers lawo for their lessons.
Kunjalo nje ke izikolo zivuliwe, khona abantwana babuye njani?
Abantwana babuye ngobuningi babo. Maningi sibili akwa.
Bangantu akobongela.
By 796.
So almost 800.
Yeah.
Njalo isikhathi umkhuhlane weCovid lo ubona abantu baphamazongana ndabe sifunde ngayo.
Hawu baphamanisile kakhulu sibili ngoba abantwana bathi bengenelisi ukuthi bethole izinto ezinjengabo phone online learning, basalele emuva kakhulu. So ukuvula kwesikolo ngibona ngani kuyincedile sibili, came at the right time.
Asikhangeleki lokuzini laba abantwana laba abhala kuze bazabhala kambe lo nyaka.
Yeah, iministry ukuthi kuyabhala. Iministry zimseke kuyabhala lo nyaka.
Bazapasa yini kunje?
As well, I'm a gifted was a pastor. Well,
abanye kuzahlupa.
Yeah, abanye kungahlupa, but aba gifted was a pastor.
Sikhale lapho wenzeni ukuthi abantwana bavikelele umkhuhlane lo coronavirus?
Ekhethini lesikolo nxa abantwana bengena bayathatha i-temperature, bangathatha i-temperature bageze izandla zabo sinama-hand nama-basin okuthi begezele izandla khona ama-classini balama-sanitizer.
So ungathi kwabanye abantwana abafunda besikola primary school ukuthi bancede njani isigaba sakho?
Lokho kwenziwe ngusisi uMandlovu, ngibona ngani into enhle. Siyakhuthaza abafowethu abanawethu abantwabethu abasemazweni ukuthi labo belandele isibonelelo esenziwe ngusisi uMandlovu. Khona la ama-computers angu-5 awenele. Siyathemba ukuthi abanye abafowethu nabosisi bethu sebebonile lokho kwenze umhlahlandlela lo wenziwe ngusisi uMandlovu, labo bazayenza, they will follow suit.
That is the headmaster of Sikola Primary School, Jonga, and is very happy that Sinikiwe Ndlovu has actually donated these computers. And he's saying that, you know, most of these kids were not learning, but they are going to write examinations according to what is happening from ZIMSEC and the Minister of Education. So then as Jesus Manda actually posed a question on, you know, do you think they are going to pass and, you know, that kind of a thing? He said, you know, there are some who may pass and some who may find it very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. So He's saying, you know, there's a lot that can happen along the way. And he then spoke to the kids. I'll put the kids so that you can hear what they are saying, but continue this.
Yes, give Sitanswa, Headmaster Waruta Orauti. Vana vechikoro nekuda kweCOVID-19 zvinogonanga zvakatikanganisikei asi vanogona vachatarisirwa kunge vachipasa vanenge vanoitawo dambudziko rekukasika kubata vanogona kunge zvichivaomera asi hapana zvekuita nokuti hachisi chikonzero chechikoro tanzwawo matanho akanaka vari kutora ekudzivirira COVID-19 uchipinda pagedhi unotorwa temperature woipoita mabhesi nekugeza maoko ipapo vabva ipapo vana vanopinda mumaclasses mavo mune masanitizer nezvimwe zvakadaro saka tiri kuona chikoro chiri kutora matanho ekudzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19 Gibbs.
Yes, we've got two kids, two of the brightest kids at the school, and they are saying they're going to get ones, you know, like they are going to write six subjects, and out of those they are promising to pass, you know, and they are said to be the brightest. This year they had discussion or conversation with Ezra Sugarspand. Here they come.
So will the Wi-Fi that? Yeah. So Celia and Gina are just cooking. The funeral pass. The funeral by you. Nens winner? Teach. Why are you trying to wrong teach?
Good luck. Those are the two kids, you know, they seem to be enjoying the interview. And they actually promised Ezra that they'll get ones. One. You know, that's a big promise, Chonga.
Yes. Six, I heard them. One wants to go to Maranatha. And the other one, I think, in
Kensington. Yeah, Maranatha in Harare, I guess. And then Kensington in Mlawe. And what's interesting is they are saying, well, we are going to do our best because we're not going to school, but we'll try what by all means to pass, you know, which is a very positive kind of attitude.
Yes. No, I think Gibbs is in his no father. No, but when I can go to school, I started to out in the no pass. No, but when I'm going to go to and this is what in the Buddha neck and underneath, I say, I'll be in the water room once in the school. So now I want to talk to Rola Chase. One.
Which is very great. So let's put the last video of a local councillor who talked about the computer project. And she's thanking here the diaspora for doing all it can in supporting kids, supporting parents, and supporting everyone, you know, back home. So let's listen to the interview, Chonga, and hear what she's saying.
you, ma.
No, Councillor Sindi, over what one is in one.
Yes.
There you are, Chunga. The councillor is very happy about what is happening, and you heard the background noise there. You know, kids saying they are very happy with what is happening. You know, Sinikiwe in Jovu. I've been trying to get hold of Sinikiwe, but I couldn't because I was told she's traveling. You know, so but next time maybe we'll get her on Friday. Yeah, so that's that, Bob.
The good thing is she has a representative, and the representative well represented Sinikiwe.
Yes, certainly. Yes.
Is it called Chirikupi Gibbs?
It is in Umziwane district in Matabeleland South.
Ah, okay.
Yes, that's the Kola area.
Mm.
So this is a very well-known area. You know, it was one of the settlements where the King Lokpengula's wife actually went initially before she settled in Inyati. So there's an area where she passed through, and, you know, it is a very, very important area, especially to local people, you know, because they really respect the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, so now I think we've got our guests lined up right now, you know, to discuss other issues. So I'd seen that, the guys were here, but we only have now Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to this program, sir.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube. Ukuba khona apha ngisikhuluma indaba zelizwe lakithi.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Jonga.
Yes, Mr. Mlalazi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mr. Brother Jonga. Injani nani?
Ah, mina ngiyaphila baba. Thank you so much. Tanzwa, or we heard from a local school where Zimbabwe in the UK donated some computers. What can you say about this before we venture into other topics? The fact that you guys in the diaspora, you are doing something to prop up your areas where you came from.
Yes, it's clear, Brother Jonga, that society can only be built through love. All what's missing in our country is love. you can see the smiles from the young people who are the leaders of tomorrow. That's all that's needed. You know, I would imagine if we could see the same smiles from our political leaders, you know, smiling and talking good to us, not just frowning and talking about things that we're not interested in, and, you know, to build our country, to have a lovely country like Zimbabwe. All what's needed is love. So, Israel, I would say where we are as a nation of Zimbabwe, I think if you look at the white people when they came to colonize us, I think at this stage where we are, maybe we are 5%. It took them 100 years maybe to build what they called a better country, what they called the term bread basket of Africa or of SADC. But I think we are 5% into that as a nation of Zimbabwe, and I think a country called Zimbabwe are going to shine again. So if you see the love of people of Zimbabwe loving the country, you can tell that this country is going to have good people. And what's happening, that sister who's just donated the computers, she's just shining a light. So those young people will just take the baton and run with it, and I believe that she's doing good for the generation, the young generation. These are the leaders of tomorrow, and she's just set a good example to say we all have to love our country and do good for our country.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Ngasikhangela baba sesilo mnumzana Sipho Ngulube khona ngale ke kwele South Africa. Baba Ngulube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kwadube njani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani abantu laba abadonetayo okutshiyeneyo kunjani khonokho ke ama-computers adonethwe kosikola?
Hayi, abantu bakithi bayazama babadube, bayazama sibizwe babe besemazweni bengatholi okunganani, baningi abantu bakithi abazamayo. Siyakubonga kwenziwa ngosisi mna laba. Uyabona xa ukhanya ama-pictures abantwana labana ama-faces abo, you can see light nje ba happy. You can see nje ukuthi hayi bayijabulela into abayitholileyo. Kuhle after yonke inxakanxaka esilayo ekhaya, i-bad image esilayo, but xa ubona ukhansilar lwana ekhuluma, ubona u-headmaster ekhuluma, ubona abantwana labana amantombazana ababili, wabona ukuthi bajabulile, kuyakhuthaza, kuyasikhuthaza sonke sihambile.
Eh, kodwa kuyinokwenza umuntu ekugcine sithi ayi othi ngifake isandla lapho endabuka khona.
Uyabuzazi Dube lapho osuka khona, lathi sinje silakho okuncane siyabe sikuzama, kodwa okukhulu yikuzazi ukuthi ukhuliswe njani, ukhulele endaweni enjani, ubuswelani. Njalo nxa uhambile ukhumbule phela thina abantu njengbane sitsho baboqeda ukukhuluma abantu bezimbabwe balobunye ubuntu obungaphezulu, ukuthi noba sebehambile kabakhohlwa lapho bavela khona, kabakhohlwa ukuthi umuntu wakhona lobe sakhile angayakha e-New Zealand, angayakha ngaphi ngaphi. Kodwa that thinking yokuthi kibo kungaphi vele kakuphele ebantwini bekhaya, akuphele. Angazi ukuthi singakukhuthaza njani la uhulumende.
Ye, njibamba khonapho ke mbona zane uqhuntekile lapha-ke, angisakuboni kahle. So Joga, what he's saying is that you know, it's very important for people to donate one or two things, you know, towards you know, all the good causes back home. Yeah, Mr. Ngulube, can you cut and come back? Now Senelis, you cut to Pendo. So Jonga, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Gibbs.
Go ahead.
Yes, we are also trying to see if Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango can join the show, and Mr. Tawanda Zokora. Mr. Tawanda Zokora is the MDC Alliance Chairman in North America, and Mr. Vusango is ZANU-PF Chairman in North America. They are also trying to join into the, to join our show now at the moment. But Gibbs, ngati mbutarisa hii nyaye musangano uriko mangwana we United Nations General Assembly kurikutariswa. Tikati musangano uripo hii zinezi, ati mtungamiri wenyika warikutariswa kutawura mangwana. President Mnangagwa is expected to speak tomorrow. What can you say about this?
Now, indications are that he may speak a lot about targeted sanctions and climate change, because, you know, those are some of the issues that Zimbabwe is always talking about. And I think top on the agenda will be the issue of sanctions, because President Mnangagwa's government has been urging, you know, SADC to come in and help. And SADC is actually coming handy and they've been doing some campaigns, actually, you know, trying to make sure that those targeted sanctions are removed. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of climate change, you know, Zimbabwe has got a lot of interest because of droughts, you know. There have been so many of these droughts to the extent that, you know, the world and Zimbabwe think that it is caused by global warming. So in one way or the other, I think the president will also focus on that. At the same time, he's likely to focus on COVID-19, you know, in the sense that Zimbabwe is said to be one of the countries that is championing the vaccination of people. So almost 10% of the population has been actually vaccinated. So according to the World Health Organization, that's a very great move by the Zimbabwean government. So they're actually praising the government for that. And apart from that, I think you talk about what he has done for the economy of Zimbabwe, and it seems as if he is happy with the harvest, last year's harvest, you know, because they are saying at the end of the day, Zimbabwe depends on agriculture and then comes in mining, but it has been reversed so far, you know, it's mining and then agriculture. But if agriculture has got a lot of, you know, is some kind of a lot of produce, then it overtakes mining. So this year it seems as if Zimbabwe could have harvested a lot of cereals, which is key, you know. And at the same time, they're keeping their eye on climate change while rejoicing over, you know, the harvest. So there's a bumper harvest, and there's a lot of gold that is being, you know, mined. But some people are actually questioning how the gold is filtering through certain dark holes, you know. And then we have some people who are arrested and then later told that they have to come back to from remand prison. While in fact, they're actually remanded out of custody. And then, you know, people are saying, okay, so which means you can smuggle gold and get away with it.
And get away with
So that's one of the things that maybe is something that people are not happy about. But the president needs to address some of these issues if people have to take him seriously.
Ndizvo zvo vadiwa vateereri mutungamiri wenyika vaimasana munangagwa vari kutarisirwa kutaura mangwana kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly uri kuitirwa muNew York. Hatisati taziva hedu nguva yavari kutaura kuti vanotaura nguva ichaidzo, asi vari kutarisirwa kutaura mangwana kuburikidza nedande mutande inganzi pachirungu virtual. Nokuti vakaita zvekungotumira mazwi avo akarekodwa ndiwo achange achiplaywa kana kuuridzwa vanhu monzwa kuti vanenge vachitaura kuti asi panotarisirwa kuti mashoko avo vachataura nyaya yekuti zvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru muhurumende nemuzano PF zvinge zvichibviswa. Pamusoro pezvo nyaya yemabatiro avaita denda recovid-19 imwe yenyaya dzinotarisirwa kunge dzichitaurwa. Tinonzwawo United Nations vachitaura nenyaya yekuti aiwa vanenge vari kugutsikana nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa chirongwa chekubayiwa kwenhomba neZimbabwe, nokuti tinonzwa kuti tageti yaitarisirwa kana kuti uwando hwevanhu hwaitarisirwa neUN kuti hunge hwabayiwa zvinenge zvakaita kuti nguva yacho muZimbabwe zvanga zvaita saizvozvo. Ndedzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kuti dzinge dzichitaurwa. Asi tinonzwa vakawanda vachichema kuti aiwaka vanogonanga vachitaura zvese zvavari kutaura asi pasi apa inganzi on the ground zvisiri kutarisika. Ndo nyaya dzimwe dzatichanzwawo kune vadare vatinawo kuti vari kubvumirana here nezviri kutariswa kuti vamunangagwa vanenge vachitaura mangwana. Kips.
Yes, we are now joined by Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MTC Alliance. Mr. Zokora, welcome to the program.
Tenda mukoma Kips, tenda mukoma Jonga, makadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera. Ndichandiregerera ndine kadzibwa mbijana kari kundinetsa asi tinokurukura.
Yes, so the president is expected to deliver his speech virtually on, tomorrow. So tell us what you think the president is going to address.
Regai nditange nekutenda mhuri yeZimbabwe yakauya kuUnited Nations General Assembly. Kwaifanwa kunge vamunangagwa vanga variko, asi hazvina kuzogona kuti vanga variko. Asi takaona vana veZimbabwe vari muAmerica nevari muCanada vakauya neuwandu hwavo vakaratidzira panyaya imwe yatiri kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa vanofanira kutaura nezvayo, nyaya yekodzero yevana vari mumarimuka, yevana vari mudiaspora kuti vavhote. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yatotarisira kuti vanofanira kugadzirisa iyoyo. Vachiyeukawo zvakare, ndodaira kuti vezanu vacho vakateerera, vachiyeukawo zvakare kuti vamunangagwa pavakauya kuyunga yegore riya rakapera vakasangana nemhuri yezimbabwe vakabvunzwa navaden moyo kuti vana vezimbabwe vachabvumirwa here kuvhota vakataura kuti hongu vachabvumirwa kuvhota vakasanganazve zvakare nemutori wenhau wekuunited kingdom akavabvunza kuti zimbabwe ichaita here mafree fair and credible elections and he responded to the affirmative saying that he was going to make sure that all Zimbabweans had who have a right to vote were allowed to vote and by having free fair and credible elections we mean that there will be there should be and there must be electoral reforms and so he agreed that he was going to enact electoral reforms but up until today Mr. Mnangagwa has not enacted not even one electoral reform and is not showing any signs thus far of making sure that Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora have their right to vote. So those are issues that we expect him to address. Tikumbira kuti vasarambe vachinyepera vana veZimbabwe. Vasarambe vachirevera nhema vana veZimbabwe. Ngavataure zviri kuitika nezvichaitika pasarudzo dzatosangana nadzo idzi dzina 2023. The playing field must be level. And Zimbabwe has to start abiding by the SADC set of guidelines to free, fair, and credible elections. There's nothing special about Zimbabwe that all the other countries are abiding by the SADC set of guidelines that they agreed, that Zimbabwe also signed. So they need to start doing that. Zimbabwe need to start doing that. Sevana ve Zimbabwe, totarisira kuti ndozvino zvavanofanira kuti vataure nezvazvo pa vari kutaura mangwana vasarambe vachinyepera mhuri yeZimbabwe. Ndaida kuti ndibate mbijana nyaya yataurwa yechikoro yamaunza iyo. Ndafara zvikuru kuti kune vana vari mudiaspora vari kubatsira zvikoro kuti zvirambe zvichishanda nekuti zvikoro zvizhinji hazvichatoshandi. Ndozvatogara tichitaura kuti hurumende ngaiite kuti itaure nevanhu vese vemapato nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti tibatsirane. Ona zvikoro zvaakubatsirwa nevanhu vari kunze kwenyika panze kunge dzichibatsirwa nechi nehurumende. Vana veZimbabwe ngavangoziva ipapa kuti hatina hurumende muZimbabwe. We don't have leaders. We need new leaders who can make sure that our children are safe in the schools. What the school in Matabeleland is doing, that they actually test people when they come in using thermometers and they give them gloves and other things that protect them from COVID-19. Is what the government should have done before allowing schools to open. And that's what the teachers' unions were telling them. Let's sit down and make sure that we provide for the school children. We make sure that the teachers are safe. We make sure that everyone who is in the school system is safe. But neunzinzinzi wao, vanongoramba vachienderera mberi nekuvhura zvikoro, vasingape vanhu kodzero, uye kuti kudzivirirwa kwakanaka muzvikoro.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Skumuzo Mlalazi. So, Baba Mlalazi, konoku ke ukuthi umnanga kuya khuluma kusasa, ubona njani sikakayi kubaba Ngulube? Ubona njani konke lokho?
Yeah, it's very interesting listening to politicians, but I would say from a layman's point of view, I think the question was, the president's going to talk about the sanctions. Personal view, I think the sanctions must be removed. We are suffering, as people of Zimbabwe are suffering. There's nothing that justifies that there should be an external decision to say we need to continue suffering. And again, I think Zimbabwe is a country, I don't know why so many people have interest in our country. I think there should be, when I listen to especially some African leaders, I'm a leader in Africa, I listen to them, they speak very clear to say the problems of Zimbabwe must be resolved. And one of them, there should be political tolerance in Zimbabwe, and followed by people, especially diasporans, being allowed to vote. This is true. I mean, concurrence to the speaker that said we need to be allowed to vote. But we don't have to be aggressive when you are saying that. I think the point is clear. We need to be allowed to vote. That's our right as people of Zimbabwe. But Africans, we need to also be respected and be taken seriously when our leaders are talking. United Nations is meant to be a body that unites and make plans for the people to stop suffering of the people, not to choose who to protect and leave other people to suffer in the world. I think Africans are being neglected in this world, and that's not fair. Myself, I think to move forward as a nation of Zimbabwe, we need to know that Zimbabwe is the only place that we're given by God, and we, people of Zimbabwe, we need to have solutions to the problems that we are having. Politicians must also understand that not everybody supports their political party. There are people that are not, they've got nothing to do with politics, but they are victims today because of the poor decision-making that is happening in African politics. And I think it's not fair any leader or any political representative to be thinking that when they talk for the people of Zimbabwe. They should be saying we are talking for the political party. Because there are so many people who are not even voting in Zimbabwe. If you look at the percentage of people voting in comparison to people who are not, who no longer have interest in voting, you could tell that there is a lot of research that needs to be done to say, are we doing the right thing as politicians? Regardless of which party, whether it's the ruling party or the opposition, you need to look at yourselves and say, what have we done for the people of Zimbabwe? Thank you. But I think the president of Zimbabwe has got the right to be talking against the sanctions. I support that. But also, we are appealing to all political parties of Zimbabwe to say we are heading for 2023. There's no need for us to be quarreling and listening to politicians attacking each other. I think it's best if they learn. When you are living in America, look at how they play their politics. And then try and, even if maybe your party thinks maybe it's being targeted or whatever it is, but you try to do the right thing so we can see good in you. Because if you start to be doing what they are doing and expecting to us to look you in a better way, I think it's the best thing altogether. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Choka.
Yeah, and this is Gibbs kuti tine nzira here kuti vacharumbira vanga vachipinda muchirongwa kuti vamboedza kundifonera asi and kuti kana ndivadaire nokuti ini ndiro pachirongwa pano.
Yes, I'll try to call him. I'll call him definitely.
Vashitaura pamusoro pesoro mashitaura ngwana mumiro wenyika vaya munangagwa amwe chete nekutenda kwavanga vachiita kupiwa kana rubatsiro rwakapiwa chikoro chesikora rwemakombiyuta tanzwawo vakuru vabva kutaya zvitauro ayo nyaya yezvirango zvirango zvinofanira kunge zvichibviswa nokuti zviri kukanganisa vana veZimbabwe. Regai tinzwe ndofunga vacharumbira Vusango vakwanisa nguva vachipinda muchirongwa togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vacharumbira Vusango ndofunga vasikundinzwa.
Yeah, Mr. Charumbira, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I can hear
yes.
You.
Yes, go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, do you hear
yes,
me now?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. May you tell us what you think President Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to say tomorrow at the Nations General Assembly where he is expected to address virtually?
Thank you very much. I think our message is ZANPF and government is very clear. The president is going to for sure touch on the issue of those illegal measures that were invited to our country to suffer by the MDC alliance led by Chamisa and BT and the likes. He's going to put a nail at Veltoro. We know for sure the view that our government has with its allies, those that are helping the economy to grow, apart from those that have passed. So the president is going to applaud those countries that have been friends of Zimbabwe, who have been assisting the citizens of Zimbabwe from economic which were invited. He's also going to talk about the issue of Palestine and Israel that comes to be done there. There should be some dialogue, there should be some peace and unity in the Middle East. He's going to touch on that. He's also going to touch more on the economy of Zimbabwe, about the sanction, but part B of it. He's going to talk about how Zimbabwe has been thriving. He's also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic as far as his administration has done to change the issue of COVID in our country. Of course, we are very sorry that we, like any other country, we have lost many of our people which were not supposed to die. This was not because of anything, but it is because of just the pandemic. People are dying in every country, and in America and other countries, a lot of people have died more than the people who died in Zimbabwe. Not to say that those that died in Zimbabwe, their number is not important. We did not even wanted one person to die in Zimbabwe, but I guess that's something that is beyond the government or anybody else's ability. Now, I think since I'm also on there, I came in and I found some people talking about that the government of Zimbabwe is not building schools. They have schools are not working. I think I need to respond to that. One thing that I wanted to respond, and I've been always wanted to say this on this platform, is one important thing about our opposition, the opposition leader for MDC Alliance, Nelson Chamisa. Our president has promised in his inauguration and the manifesto of ZANU-PF that Zimbabwe is going to grow, the economy is going to grow, the agriculture sector is going to grow. Zimbabwe will be a breadbasket and feed itself again. And we are seeing that today. It's happening. He said he's going to make sure that there is infrastructure in Zimbabwe. We know that the Bed Bridge to Harare Road is now almost complete. We have seen dams being built. Now, you heard Minister of Finance, Julie, saying that there will be about 3,000 schools that will be built in Zimbabwe. Every province is going to get the access of a new school. And the project has already started. Now, let's go to our opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa. Show me something that Chamisa has done. Kuwaka kana, kana kuwaka kana dura chairo. Ravangwe mbuya wekumusha. Kuisa one brick on any of our grandmothers in the rural areas. Can Chamisa point out that I've built a storage to put cornmeal for an old lady in the rural areas of Uzumba or anywhere?
That's the
problem of too much talk. Yeah, no, but but you gave other people more chance. You need to give me extra 2 minutes.
No, I'm calculating.
And I saw people speak a little more.
I'm calculating. We still have, yes.
Yeah, but I need to respond. Because I can't go, you can give other people a chance. I need to respond because I'm representing my party. Give me 1 second.
One minute.
Just give me 1 second. Yeah, 1 minute. Now, I wanted to say, too much talk and no action will not give you any votes in 2023. A lot of opposition members are defecting in Zambia because of no action. This has not done anything for the people. They are promising where we are building schools. I am building a school right now in Zimbabwe. Not for myself, but for my community where I come from. I've built bridges, I've built toilets for schools, I've handed over books and everything. Myself, Comrade Regis, what about my colleague, Zokora? What have you done? What has Chamisa done? We cannot continue to politics and too much talk and no action. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So hold on there. Hold on. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube. He's been holding on there. Ngulube, gena konapo uzwele ba.
Ah, Baba Dube, ukubekhulumile nje ubaba lo omunye wakithi othe ama-political parties ethu uhlala kukhulunywa ngevoti ngevoti. Lo baba sokukhulunywa ngevoti, inkulumo yethu bekuxoxwa kukuhle. Sikhuluma ukuthi upresident uza kuthini kusasa, ngupresident wethu sonke, aso president kabani wezano, upresident welizwe. Abantu abafundi khonokho sikhuluma ngupresident wethu. So upresident nxa ezakhuluma ama-sanctions wona laba akhulumayo. Ake siyeke nama-sanctions siye ku-ground. Sithatha abantu osipresidenti abe ne-wheel yokuthi abophe abantu abathengisa imali ezitaradeni. abo papa taba tenisi kolite, a stopu kuketo kwe kolite ema damu. Kesi yegeru upolitika yonkinda, waseru upolitika, sezi lenu upolitika, sezi sera hama vote ya 2023, asikrumeni nge simo sezi zwedetu. Laba wantu, iskolo leze za kwa, iskolo da zo nga zi emta zenzi, kama infrastructure ya kuma ngayu babalogu, sezi asfa upolitika, hii wapi ya. Empty schools are nothing, empty hospitals are nothing, it's just an empty hospital. Asame lukulu nisi zinto zetu, singa abantu be Zimbabwe, notisi izano, ustelu tuba anu ya K1. Asisebenzisa silungi izinto zethu njengesizwe sakithi. Sidiniwe ngabantu bepolitiki bakithi ukuthi every platform umuntu angatholi nasenzise campaign sizabavotela ngesikhathi sokubavotela kanti sasilungiseni izinto zethu zelizwe.
Ye, khuluma ngesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane bekuzwe ovusango enxayeka abakuzwa kuhle ukuthi cha nje.
What I'm saying to these politicians must stop politicizing everything. We are talking as Zimbabweans here. We are talking as Zimbabweans. If the Zimbabwean government is going to go and talk about sanctions, let's start on the ground. Let's arrest the people who are selling money on the streets. Let's stop corruption. Let's arrest the people who are selling gold, who are mining on the dams, who are mining on the illegal areas, who are mining everywhere. Where there are local dams for supply. Mining is everywhere in Zimbabwe. The government is not willing to stop. The government is not willing to stop corruption. Hospitals, these hospitals they are talking about in schools, they are empty. They don't have resources. We have got hospitals without medications. They are empty hospitals. So what is he talking about? We didn't want to go to politics. We want to discuss as Zimbabweans, as brothers and sisters, not pointing fingers. We are expecting our president to lead us as Zimbabweans, not lead ZANU-PF.
Chonga?
Aywa, ndirikunzwa mashoko ataurwa na wamlalazi Gibbs.
This one is still Pongulube.
Wangulube, ndine urombo wangulube. Ndirikunzwa mashoko ataura wangulube. Mashoko anokosha, yekuti aywa. Kana tichitaura nezvekuti mutungamiri wenyika, se mashoko vari kupa mangwana. Atisusa ura mutungamiri wenyika webato rimwe chete kana kuti we hurumende imwe chete asi kuti we vana veZimbabwe vese ndo zvatanzwa zvataurwa chinove chinhu chakakosha kuti tinge tichiyeuchidzana regai tinzwe vadzokora ndofunga vane mashoko avaroda kupindura pamashoko ataurwa nevamwe taurai zvenyu vadzokora.
I'm not going to waste people's time responding to what Regis was talking about. Okay, I'm not going to waste my time talking about the personal things that I'm doing in my constituents or in my home area, because there is a lot that we do, but we don't come to talk about that. We here in North America province, all our branches are twinned with constituencies and districts in Zimbabwe, and a lot of them, they're doing a lot of things for Zimbabweans back home. And I don't want to demean that by responding to Mr. Regis. Let me just take some time and educate my brother, Regis, on the issue of sanctions. Sanctions were not imposed on Zimbabwe because of the FDC alliance. Sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe because of the massive human rights abuses that the ZANU-PF government is doing against the people of Zimbabwe. The arbitrary arrest that anyone who speaks against the government is arrested and is not given bail. The abductions, what they've done to the Joanna Mumbe, Tawanda Mutehiwa, and all the other people that have suffered at the hands of ZANU-PF. That's the reason why sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe. The massive corruption that Mr. Mulube was talking about, you know, those...
No, I think Tsukora has been cut off. We are going to bring him back, Chonga. Go ahead.
Ongo tiritanzwa vanga vachitaura nyaya yekuti aiwa vane zvavari kuitawo mudunhu ravo zvavasinga donongodzi kuti chine chocho vanga vachiri kuenderawo mberi vachida kutsanangura panyaya yezvirango masanctions kana zvitarafu tinganzwa here kubva kuna
Mlalazi. Mlalazi, chip in there.
Yeah, thank you, Gibbs. Thanks, Chonga. I think the issue of sanctions, I think it's unnecessary, these sanctions, much. Ubona kwami ukuthi ama-sanctions nami ngithi akaphume. Kodwa kunganzelela, mina bengizobuza ubaba uDokoro ukuthi is it possible for EMDC as a political party and the ZANU-PF to work together for the betterment of our country and the betterment of our people? Because I think there's nothing that we are seeing now that can make the country better besides the aim to work that we are hearing from this gentleman. So, it is possible for the MDC, you've seen it happening in Kenya where Raila Odinga is the president of the day, joining here to say, let's work together and move our country forward. So, are we going to wait for a new messiah to come in for us, for our lives to be changed, or are we going to expect miracle in 2023 to happen so that as we are going to have better schools, better hospitals, and better roads? And if there's anyone who's got ideas for about Zimbabwe, must bring the ideas today, not wait for the election. I think those promises are false. I want to work.
Yes, Tom Fire has the village, briefly, Konokova.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a leader, a political party, they are going to be respected and history will remain good for being a Mali Dazar in Itaban. Because now what's needed is just love, unite people. If you look at Mandela, my Tata leadership, 1994, that was a divided nation. Western Zimbabwe today. Now, I'm a sanctions law, I mean, I'm going to make a move over. If you look at it, Zimbabwe made a mass sanctions from 1983 to 1987. That was the correct time for Zimbabwe mass sanctions. All these things that we are hearing now, with about few people have been at the what? That's a false statement. China, we've been affected in Zimbabwe. So we went through genocide and everything. Zimbabwe was not in sanctions at that time. Why are we talking about sanctions today? So I think today our political interests they are not sitting down. We're not telling which is the right thing. We're not telling which is the bigger political parties come together and move our country forward.
Yes, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. I think Usango is here now, or he has been cut off once again. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got some connectivity issues. So maybe let's go to Mr. Yeah, I think he's there. Just hold on one second. Yeah. So go ahead, Mr. Usango, your last word. The remaining 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
What am I responding to now?
No, just your last word, because we are remaining with only 1 minute.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Yes, I think, like I said earlier, we are hearing that there's a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. There's a lot of foreigners who have seen opportunities in Zimbabwe. It is important for us, children of Zimbabwe, who are in the diaspora, to realize that this opportunity is going to run out. So instead of fighting and keep each other calling each other names, it is important for us to come to the table and do what we did in 1987. As a country, we've done it before. We've done it again in 2013. So it is possible that anyone who is in the opposition can come together, sit down with the government, and see a way forward, because Zimbabweans will suffer. But if, for example, the government that is there has built the country and they've done what is needed for Zimbabwe to be back on the map, then we might end up not even needing an election. Because people themselves, they can actually end up saying, let's postpone elections. Because I think now what we don't need is politics. What we need is we need to make sure that we continue with the peace and stability, because politics will continue to bring us backwards. I'm seeing that notion going to come, because people themselves, citizens, they've seen the goodness of what is being done on the ground, and they are appreciating. It's us in the diaspora who have not been home for years, who are continuing. Zimbabwe has changed from the time that we have left to now. Things have changed in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mzungu. Thank you very much. So I think on that note, we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. We also wish to thank Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF. Mr. Tawanda Zokola of the MDC Alliance, he is in the North America province. And we also had Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is a social and political commentator, and he does this independently. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And also in Maryland, this is Jonga Kandemiri, Nishitaiwa, Mwarara Fakanaka, Tusangana Mune, Shungwe Shirongwa, the Studio 7.
Thank you.